Okay, two pieces to be mashlim. First, let's go back to the last nekuda of yesterday's shiur. Let's go back to the last nekuda of yesterday's shiur. We spoke about the idea of two psakim that are saisa one the other. Where Chazaka or Rive or Kavua creates opposite psakim that are astir. So we had the case of the half an animal that was still in the butcher store, the half an animal that was sold, where the halacha paskin zayis that the half an animal that was sold was meruba parish, was kosher. The half an animal that's still in the butcher store is kavua kemechta mechza, it's treif. And the Prichadosh said that that's not a problem. It's perfectly okay. You could have the stira in psak halacha, because each nidain, when you're paskening each one, you're going with its klal, with its rule. So the rule of parish is meruba parish, it's kosher. The rule of kavua is kemechta mechza, it's treif. So it's a stira, doesn't matter. That's what the Shmaitzer said. Now that Shmaitzer is in Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Gimel. It's worth, all of them are worth, but this one certainly is worth looking at again to remember it. Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Gimel. Now, of course, that comes back to our Shmaitzer as well, that you can have, when you're passing the din of milk, the din of the chalav, you can have a cheskes heter. When you're passing the din of the basar, you can have a cheskes iser, even though it's a contradiction, but it's okay. By the cholov, there's no eva menachai, so there's no iser leiser, it's mutter. By the basar, since eva menachai is aser, it's iser leiser, and it's a problem. That's in a nutshell, the aside from yesterday. In Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Gimel, he explains, he has a kasha. When you have a mikveh that has 40 sa'ar, and you have a keli that's tameh, and you take the kli that's tameh, and you table it in the mikveh, and subsequently you have some sort of a safik if the mikveh was malay or not. You have some sort of safik. The big nafkamina is what the safik is, so we're not going to go into what type of safik. You have some sort of a safik in the mikveh. So the halacha is that, like I said, it depends on the case, but in a typical case, the chazaka of the mikveh has a cheskes haguf me'ikara that it was full. And we assume it was full when you traveled the keli. So the chazaka of the mikveh paskins that the kli is tar, and therefore we're mashu the kli. 1 minute. Frech de Shmaitza. Why don't I say that it's true the mikveh had a chazaka that it's good, that it's 40 sa'ar. The kli had a chazaka. What was the chazaka, the meikar of the kli? That was tameh. So why don't I say, look, you want to know if the mikveh was malay? It was malay. It had 40 sa'ar, chazaka. You want to know if the kli is tar? The kli is tameh. The chazaka, the meikar of the kli, that is that it's tameh. It's a stira. The mikveh had 40 sa'ar, the kli is tar. Who cares? But when you want to know what the mikveh was, say it had 40 sa'ar. And when you want to know what the kli is, say it was tameh. Why do we say, well, the chazaka of the mikveh is going to paskin for the kli? There, we do seem to say that one thing paskins for the other. No difference. The kli has the same kasha by a person, and it happens to be true that there the mikveh is a cheskes haguf, and the person is a chazaka and din. It's true, but the question is, why are they? If they're a stira to each other, you have to go according to cheskes haguf. You're right, but why are they a stira to each other? Why don't we say it's not a stira? Like I'll be this apaskin with its chazaka. Like I mean, this our paskin with its chazaka, and it's a stira. Which just our rule is that stiras don't matter as long as I paskin each one. So on the mikvah, I'll paskin the cheskes haguf, it was full, and the keli, I'll paskin the chazaka to make karin, then that it was tameh.
kapara only applies independently. There's no like special status of mikvah that it's mali or not. It's only the get makes on the kapara come. But the pasuk on this piece of meat, you pass in this piece of meat for this chazaka. This piece of meat for this chazaka. This chazaka did something.
If Chazaka did something, so you're saying Yechilak. The Chilak is a Chilak. Why should a Chilak matter? Why should it matter? You're telling Yecheskes Haguf of the Mikvah doesn't matter to anybody. You're right, Itak. It doesn't matter to anybody. So, why are we Mukhruch to use the Chazaka to pass on something? You're saying a good Chilak, but you're not saying why it matters. Now, I'll tell you what the Shmaitze answers. The Shmaitze answers that there's a difference. When you have a stira of two things and each stands on its own two feet, then it's not a problem. This half of the animal is kosher. It's a nidan on this half of the animal. This half of the animal is not kosher. It's a nidan on this half of the animal. Which one comes first? Neither one comes first. You can start with this one. You can start with that one. One half didn't give birth to the other half. The shiloh of one didn't give birth to the shiloh of the other. It's one shiloh. Did this animal have this stomach or that stomach? We don't know. It only had one stomach. So it comes out into the astira. But each half is a shayla. So I have to be down on this. I have to be down on that. This one I'll pass in one way. This one I'll pass in the other. It doesn't matter if it's a stira. When the suffix of one is a telada of a suffix of the other. When the suffix of something is a result, is totally, it's hanging. It depends on the other one. Then we're taka going to let one thing paskenize for the other. The shaila is the keli tomei, is a question of was the title. I know it was titled the mikvah, was immersed in the water. Whether the mikvah was full or not gave birth to the suffix if the keli is a tar keli or tomei keli. One causes the other. When one suffix causes the other, then it makes sense. You pass in this suffix, and then it causes whatever it causes in the next one. Whatever the result is, it should follow. It's very mistaber.
Like this is Jewish was in front of us. One suffix is on the arrow, and after we know the arrow is still with the Nesuah, then we apply that to the Zohar.
We're going to pass in ice.
First on the arrow, which is not the version.
Right. And that's going to give birth to the suffix if the tzara is mutter. So therefore, we don't go bust to the chazaka of the tzara. We have to paskin the suffix of the girish. It's nice to say the girish looks like konas. The ches to shalei nisgarsha and the ches to shalei nisgarsha is going to paskin nice. You're right. Same thing. Gosh, is going to pass the list. I said, this is what it says in the Shmaitza, and I have no problem with it. It's very mustaver. When you have to pass in something, and then something else follows, so if it follows in order, you have to go in order. Okay, very good. Shmaitza brings a second example, the same thing. It doesn't matter what the second example is, but this is very good. Why would this half pass for that half more than that half for this half? Neither one. So what does it depend on? Which fact is the cause and which is the result? So think about it. Is it logical that the keli being tame causes the mikveh to be chaser? Keli being tame, there's no logic. If you're going to tell me the keli being tame should pass on the mikvah, I'll tell you that it doesn't matter if they size each other. It's not mistaber that the keli being tame, the cheskes tuma, should pass on that the mikvah is chaser. There's a need that the mikvah is malei chaser. Now, the mikvah is what had to give taira to the kli. So that's why I've read use lashon b'tei lada. The Shmaitz's lashon is totally zev is zev. It's all clear to use a lashon. What is the b'tei lada from the other? Because totally zev is zev goes both ways. But what I gain with this is the sugi of sugis is the sugi of cheskes ein mahani labas. Cheskes ein mahani labas is a case where you have a woman who's a Safik Pasul Kahuna. She's a Safik Shvuya. She's a Safik Pasul Kahuna. She married a Kayin. She gave birth to a child. The child is a Safik Cholol. The rule that we pass in, it's not like it's there, but we pass in Cheskes E Mahani Lamas, says that the mother gets a chazaka. She had a cheskes kashrus of paskin's eyes. And the mother's chazaka helps to establish the child. Now that's something very logical to everybody. Everybody knows, if somebody's going to come to a din Torah and say, am I allowed to marry a kayin or not? If there's no paskin, you're allowed to marry a kayin. So we all know that tomorrow we're not going to paskin the child's a cholol. Right? That would be very upsetting. We paskin, you're allowed to marry the kayin, and then when the child's born, we'll say the child's a chol. We're not going to do that. Even though the child doesn't have a chazaka, the child is born with a safik. The cheskes e mahani labas. Why? So the answer is the Shmaitz's rule. I think the Shmaitz himself points it out. Cheskes e mahani labas. Why? Because one is born from the other. So there we're not going to have psakim that are saiser each other. We don't want psakim that are saiser each other when one is born from the other one. So by cheskes ein mahani labas, the mother's chazaka can help for the child because we have to paskin on the mother, and then the child is a tailada of the mother. So we all understand that. And that's what it says in the Shmaitzer. I'm just surprised that the Stipler, Simin Chav Beis by Yevamis, when he brings the Shmaitzer's rule that psakim are allowed to be saiser each other. He asks from Cheskes Ei Mahani Labas. He asks from there. So I don't understand why he's asking. A minute ago he told us to look back at Shmaitza Dalet Paragimel, at the case of the Prichadash, of the half animals. And there was already answered. There he already said, the Shmaitz himself said, when one is born from the other, we don't want stiris. The Klal we said yesterday, that you could have a psakim that are saisa one the other, is when you have independent shaylas. If shaylah on milk, you have a shaylah on the meat after shechita. So that's fine. The meat after shechita is one shaylah. Milk during the life is a separate shaylah. It's not a toilah, the one from the other, if it's in such a case. Then you could have psakim that are saiser each other. Masha'enkin, in a case where one is a direct toilah from the other, then the chazaka paskin, then the toilah is born late. What I'm asking, I'm saying is logical. I think I'm saying the shmaitzah. Everyone's masking. If one psak is born from another psak, whatever the first psak is, from now on we follow it straight through. We're going to follow straight through whatever the din is. What was that? I don't understand the kasha. Why is he asking? He is that the cheskes ei mahani labas. We see that two psakim shouldn't be saiser each other. That if you're going to pass him one thing for the mother, you have to pass him for the other one. Say bezai, the same thing. Every time you have two psakim, they shouldn't be saiser each other. There we're saying the mother has a chazaka, the bas doesn't. And we're going to say cheskes ei mahani labas. They're not going to have a steer.
Two behemoths, two heavy behemoths. One is passing for the other. No?
Which one's passing for the other? They're two equal shaylas.
One doesn't.
Well, let's say Ruvay walked on one road, Shimon walked on one road. They're both suffix tamim. Are we going to say that once I pass in Ruvay this tar, I must pass in Shimon this tamim? It's true, it's a stira to say Ruvay this tar and Shimon this tar. It's true, it's a stira. But one suffix is not born from the other, which one you're starting with? Which one gave birth to the other? Could be this one's first, could be that one's first. By the two halves of the animal, it's the same thing. This half an animal has its shayla. This half has its shayla. They both come from one animal. Which one is first? Neither one is first. They're both two independent shaylas. The taka are tali zevizel, but not the toilada one from the other. So what would come out, according to what I'm saying, let's say I have a chicken, and I see the chicken, and I could see a suffix trephis on the chicken. Now, all the cases we talked about by an animal, you found the trephis after you shefted the animal. Those are all the cases we have. Let's say I have a chicken running around, and it's a one-legged chicken. Right? The other leg is broken in a way that makes a treif. Okay, the tumas hagidim are ripped. It's a vadei treif, there's no shayla. Let's say I have a chicken that's a suffix treif. I see an injury to the leg, and I could see right now that a suffix treif is an injury to the chicken. And then the chicken lays an egg. What should I do? Should I say, well, the chicken is the cheskes treif, the egg is the cheskes kasher? Just on that. Because the suffix treif is in the chicken, is already here in front of us. The egg, I should have started by telling you, the egg of a treif is treif. Just like the milk of a treif is treif, the egg of a treif is treif, right? So this chicken is running around, and it has a suffix treifus that I could see with my own eyes. Now it lays an egg. What would you say is the din? The egg is like the milk. The egg is a product of an animal that is no esev in achai, and there's no esev in zavucha. We said by milk that the cow from which the milk comes has a cheskes einatreif. What? Over there, there was no suffix till later when we shefted. So here, when the suffix is now, it's pshita. You say. Yeah, so because the egg comes from an animal, it's a suffix treif. Should we push it? So I agree with you, it should be pashit. Just funny, because the stipler in the last paragraph seems to say that the din of an egg of a suffix treifa depends on this shmeitza, if you can have psukim that are saisa one the other. In the last paragraph of the stipler, he brings the Chachma Sadam. Chachma Sadam holds you're not supposed to have stiris. Not like the shmeitza. So he says that this would be totally the din of an egg of a suffix treif. That he knows he's saying, like the shmeitza, when you pass me the chicken, the suffix treif is treif. Because you got me isalis, it was even rachai, now it's a suffix treif. You talk about the egg, no, there's no even rachai, there's no suffix treif, therefore it's the cheskes mut. According to the shmeitza's rule that when one is born from the other, you go according to the mother, l'chaira, in this case, it should be, it should be impossible for us to pass the stira. So once I see it, the mother chicken, a suffix treif in front of my eyes, then the egg should be, is born from that, should get the psak of the mother chicken. Which is really fine, because the stipler says it's totally in a machlaikis, and he ends in a tzarachian. Because in the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma that the egg is treif, he blives a tzarachian on the shmeitzim. It just bothers me that the stipler in these last cases of cheskei mahayim labas, in this case of the egg and the chicken, seems to have missed what the shmeitz himself said in Perek Dalet, in Shmeitz Da Perek Gimel. That one is born from the other, then we don't want stiris. Then we don't want one thing to be saisidiyam. So on the one hand I'm happy, the stipler's kasha is answered. On the other hand, it's a little funny that the stipler seems to have missed that nakuda. Maybe somewhere else the stipler argues on that point, I don't know. But he seems to have missed that nakuda. So, my bossy Allah, the truth is, I'm not going to tell you a chidushim to answer stipler's kasha. But the side of the shmeitz is very nice. That you can have psukim that are sais to each other so long as one is not born from the other. If one is born from the other, it's a different story. It's a different rule. And then you have to go according to the psak that you had on the first thing. The psak that you had on the... If I'm going to have a shayla with a pot, if it's kosher, and the chazaka of the pot is going to be cheskes kasher, so I'm going to say the pot is kosher. And later I'm going to cook something in it, I'm not going to start being done again on the thing I cook in the pot. Once the pot is kosher, so I'm not going to start with a new dinidon or something in it. You know, I'm going to take meat and salt it inside the pot. I'll say, oh, the meat had a cheskes iser, it should say yes. I'm not going to say that. Everybody understands. You go to Rav, you ask a psak halacha on the pot. Whatever you get, any thing that's cause and result that from that pot is going to follow with the psak. So I think it's mistaver. I think it's not only that, if you learn Shmeitzer, Dalet, Perek Gimel, it's geschmack. It reads like butter. It reads very easily. It's not a complicated shmeitzer. it's a davar mistaber too. Well, there's no chazakis there. That's the problem. When you have a pot that's up in milk and stuff fleishik, there's no chazak to pass kenais. Didn't start one way and have a suffix if something happened to it. You could think of a case where I have a pot and the suffix, if someone did something with it, did he make it fleishik? You couldn't have such shadows. Was there a shtamus? But stam, someone inherits a pot from his grandmother, he doesn't know such as milchiks. There's no chazak to make kara. Okay. Is a suffix to Rabbi Hanan? So think for a minute, a rule. If I have a pat that's Eina Ben Yaima, it's a Drabana, it's Rishav Rama Kula. Which rule? What? Right. It's a Maribal, the Kidag in the Chuba, right? It is a Maribal's rule that you have to go according to the original suffix. Originally it was a Ben Yaima, and now it became Eina Ben Yaima. Okay, the other Nakuda that's still left hanging is Taisus, and here it gets a little more complicated because it's a lot easier to sit and say Svaris than it is to plug something into Taisus, and therefore we're going to have to buckle down now just to understand Shmaitza Hey Perek Zayin. It's a little hard because there are certain things you can ask me on this Shmaitza that I'm not sure how to answer. So let me just tell you the flow of what's going to happen here. And there are certain things that can be explained two ways. I'm honestly not sure which is the correct way to explain it. So, but the regular flow of the Shemaitze, I could tell you. The Lashon of the Shemaitze, we could argue later about the Pratim. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of Taisus. What's the need of Taisus? You have a trefa with a reis and a chayim. Right, that's the nidain. You have a reyesa that precedes the chazaka. What's the case? Tosis has a case where the zeiv came. When the zeiv came, it took the meyai and did the chazaka was first. Maybe the cheskes kashrus, and then the wolf came and made a. We don't know if it made a hole in the stomach. If the stomach had the hole beforehand, that's a normal chazaka. Chazaka first, reyesa later. However, you could have a case where the reyesa precedes the chazaka, a drusa. The animal was alive. A lion got into the barn. And we don't know, it's a 50-50 suffix. Was the lion dairus this animal or not? There, the suffix preceded the shechita. So Taisus says that's a case where the reyesa is before, is the reyesa's mechaim. So in Taisus Kasha, Taisus asks that over there with Matris, we see reyesa mechaim ruins the chazaka. Taisus and Taisus Kasha is the same as the Ramah. Taisus is going on the Drusa case. The Ramah is going on the water in the brain case. Taisus Kasha equals the Ramah. Ramah said reyesa mechaim aser. Taisus Mekashi, yes, Reyes Mechaim is Osir. So Shver now on our Gemara, on Rabbah. And for Taisvis, no. Drusa is different because, what's his Lashon, right? Drusas are no good. Shchicha, Mucha, Nilsa, Lisurit, Femela, Teira. Drusa is different. Lions get in, they're always dires. So there it's different. Really, Reyes HaMechayim is perfectly okay. We still go Basta Chazalka, even with the Reyes HaMechayim. This is Teretz. Taisus Teretz is the same as the Maram Luvin. That's the Aleph Beis of this Taisus. His Kasha is the same as the Ramah. His Teretz is the same as the Maram Luvin. And therefore, the Maram Luvin said, you have to pass going like me, because that's Taisus Teretz. You always go for Taisus Teretz. So first the Shach answers that, and this I mentioned to you already, that Taisus is only saying a teretz because of Rabba. Because Rabba in our Gemara says Ishazul b'cheskes hetel l'shukai nedes. Rabba says that a suffic gerushin is not in our Mishnah, because there we would pass in Lekula. Yishazul b'cheskes hetel l'shukar medes. I would say Safek Erishin is not a get. She's cheskes ain't a grusha. And Tzara is b'cheskes hetel l'shuk. So Rabbah holds that we give the cheskes heter. So Mimela Taisad Akasha Taisad Atevitz. Abaye and Rava, Amad Alpha Abaye, Amad Alpha and Beis Rava, are going to disagree with Rava. They're going to say that our Mishnah learned Safik Kedushin Karav Lai. What did Safik Kedushin Karav Lai talk of the same thing? So, like them, Taisad Kasha never is Shver. So you don't have to come on to Taisad Teretz. Since we normally pass them like Rava and Abaye against Rava, so that's why the Shach says the Ramah learned that we pass them like Taisus Kasha. Very glad. We pass them like Taisus Kasha, because Taisus Kasha was only Shver like Rava, and Lididan was never Shver in the first place, and the Mela, Shalom Yisrael, everything is good. That's the Shach explaining the Ramah. That's why the Ramah said Dick is like Taisus Kasha. So in a nutshell, Taisus Kasha holds Reis HaMechayim is Osir, and the Ramah says the Ikra is like Taisus Kasha. He only said a Teretz to answer the Rabbah. And Rabbah Levin knows, no, Taisus Teretz is right, because Tahilo is Pashit in Taisus. Taisus is the Kasha, he said a Teretz, and he assumed that Taisus holds by the Teretz. You know, it's going on Rabbah, but we hold by the Teretz. The Shmaitzer comes along, and he learns Taisvis in a mechudishtik way to explain the Meram Lublin, to make the Meram Lublin right. He makes a credible deal in Taisvis. Now, before I point it out, in Taisvis you have to understand the following. We're not talking now about animals, chickens or eggs or milk. We're going back to the case of our sugya. You have a woman who's married to her uncle, and she has a tzara. Two women married to this man. One is his niece and one is a tzara. This man is about to die. Assuming that he dies, everybody's mutal l'shuk. The tzara is mutal l'shuk, the erev is mutal l'shuk. Everybody's happy and they're sad that he died, but they're, as far as the future, they're all mutal l'shuk. Before this man died, he throws a get to his erva, to his niece, Safik Haravlai. Now he makes trouble for everybody, because by throwing this get, Safik Haravlai, what's going to happen now? This niece, is she going to be mutal l'shuk? What's going to happen to the niece? She has a get, Safik Haravlai. So she's mutal l'shuk, maman afshach. Right? If she's not married to him, she's a grusha, but she came out of kai. But she's mutal l'shuk, there's no yibum. If the get was not a get, she is married to him, she's an almana, right to mutal l'shuk. The question is the tzara. This tzara, to her, makes a difference. Was the get a good get? In which case, she needs yibum, or chalitza. Because if the niece is not married, she's a regular Yavama. Or the get was not a good get, and she's mutal l'shuk, because she's a Tzaras Erev. What's it? So, Rabbah said she's b'cheskes hetel l'shuk, and we say she's mutal. That's the Gemara. Our Tosfos had a kasha and a teretz, a kasha and a teretz. Tosfos' first kasha, which we haven't spent a lot of time on, Vimtaima, let's learn it inside. Vimtaima, Taisus first kasha. Nothing to do with Reyesus and Chazakis. Vimtaima, Tinach Kadasvaka Giri Shikvar Havatzara Serva. If the Tzara got married first and the Safik get came second, like I just told you, so it's true, she was already at Tzara Serva, Becheskis Hatalashim. Ava Giri Shvaka Kadas Alehavim, Becheskis Hatalashim. If when she got married, it was already a Safik Haravlai, she never had a Chazakis. Aymeri. So Taisus answers. He sticks in a voidler. Rabbi Yirmiyah Dafka B'Girshlum said Karnas Ayri. Rabbi Yishlaimer. the Ishleimer. But Kamakim, he becheskes hetel l'shuk, the Mekinin and the Erva becheskes Shalayim's Garsha. Now think, what Tzais is answering. There's something called the cheskes heter. A cheskes heter, she doesn't have, because as soon as she got married, there was right away a suffix. Because Girish, the suffix cat was first, and then she got married. Cheskes heter, she taka does not have. What does she have? A cheskes haguf. What's cheskes haguf? The cheskes haguf is that this woman was becheskes eina gerusha, becheskes shalayin is garsha, so that the erva is the chazaka married to this man, becheskes shalayin is garsha. The male, when the tzara came in, the tzara doesn't have a cheskes heter. She has a cheskes haguf shalayin is garsha. That the erva never changed. She started off married to this man. The niece was married to her uncle. You threw a get safa karav lai safa karav la. Because the shleim is garsha, we say it wasn't karav la. You could call it din. Gerushin is a din. It doesn't matter to me. It's chesagof chesagof din. What I'm saying is, it's not the chazaka of the tzara. When the tzara came into the picture. When the tzara came into the picture, the tzara was right away and had no chazaka. She had problems right away. She didn't know she's mutter l'shuk if her husband dies. It was girish ha-kakanas. But she's mutter because the erva, the niece, had a chazaka, she's married. A chazaka shalayim is garsha. If you want to call it cheska gof, cheska din, right now it doesn't matter to me. They will call it the chazaka of the niece. The chazaka of the niece was that she's not mugureshes. Now if you sit and think, if the niece is not mugureshes, then the Mela, the Tzara, is a Tzara Serva, and she's not a Lashon, the Mela. But the Chazak is a Chazak Shloim is Garish. So Tyson, in the first Kashan Teretz, in his explanation of Rabbah, Tyson said that we're talking here not about a Cheskes Heter of the Tzara, but a Cheskes Shloim is Garish of the Erva. In Taimer, not Tyson, that's a new Kashan. In Taimer, Halka, meaning Shabbat Cheskes Heter, Lashok. How do you read that line? Everybody, in Taimar, the halcha mukninan isha becheskes heter l'shuk. What do you mean? We just finished saying that we're not saying cheskes heter l'shuk. We're saying cheskes shalayim is garsha. The language of Tosfos is lacking. But Tosfos finished saying we're not about cheskes heter of the tzara. We're talking about cheskes shalayim is garsha of the erva. So Taisa says, the language of Cheskes Heter L'shuk is Leina Meduyakas. So that's the way I learned it. When I learned Taisa, so you learned Taisa, we learned Taisa means Takanat Meduyakas, it's not a perfect Lashon, but it means that Memela she's Mutal L'shuk, because Shmaitza doesn't learn it that way. Shmaitza learns, and we'll see how it plugs into Abayi's Kasha from Suffolk Mace. The Shmaitza learns that Tosfos Nuvim Taimar is not Shver like Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, we're going about Cheskes, according to the Chazaka Shloim is Garsha. But maybe Tosfos next Kasha, Reyes and Lechayim, has no play, doesn't come into play. If you're dealing with the Cheskes Heter of the Tzara, you have a Kasha, there's a Reyes and Lechayim. That before she came into the picture, there was a reis. But if you deal with chazaka of the erva shalayin is garsha, this kasha doesn't start. If the erva is nisgarsha shalayin is garsha, there's no reis of mechayin. There's no reis of preceding the chazaka. The chazaka shalayin is garsha came the day of the wedding. Right. The whole words reis of mechayin doesn't make sense if you're talking about the erva. Reyes of Mechayim means the Reyes that precedes the Chazaka. That's what it means. Reyes of Mechayim is about the Reyes that came before the Chazaka. If you're talking about the Tzara's Chazaka, then it's true. The Reyes that was first, it was Girish, and then she came into the picture. So there was a Reyes when she started, there was a Reyes right away. But if you're talking about the Erev's Chazaka, Shalayim is Garsha, there was no Reyes. When does a woman get a chazaka shleidus garsha? 1 second after he puts a ring on her finger. He married her. He married her a long time ago. He married his niece. And at that moment, she got a chazaka shleidus garsha. She has a cheskes eshezish. It happened a time later. He threw a get, safikar of life, safikar of law. There's no reisa. She has a cheskes eshezish straight through, a cheskes shleidus garsha. Tosis next kasha, kind of the Shemaitza, doesn't make sense like Rabbah. Because like Rabbah, we have a chazaka shleidus garsha, which is not affected by a reisa that precedes it. Memela, now the first part of the Shemaitza is very geschmack. He says, Memela, Tosis next kasha and teretz is only meant like Abaye and Rabbah. It was never meant like Rabbah. Tosis next kasha and teretz was meant like Abaye and Rabbah. Even though we didn't hear of Abaye and Rava yet. Abaye is Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and Rava is Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. But Tosis already wants to explain the Gemara, Chitim with Abaye and Rava too. And the next Kash and Teres of Tosis must be like Abaye and Rava, not like Rava. And the Mei Lidim Arum Lin was right, that the next part of Tosis has to go Lahalach. This is the way the Shemaitza takes apart the Tosis. It says the first half of Tosis establishes like Rava. We're dealing with chazaka shleidus garsha. I, Rabbi, the Gemara uses a lashon ishezu b'cheses hetel l'shuk. No, that's not what he means. He means chazaka shleidus garsha b'meila hetel l'shuk. The first half of Tosis, which is what we were saying in Tosis, right? But the first half of Tosis is going like Rabbi. Second half is going like Abaye and Rava. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is we pass like Abaye and Rava. We have to pass like the second half of Tosis. That's Tosis second teretz, first teretz, second teretz, second teretz. Is teretz by Abaye and Rava, right? So why, according to Abaye, is it not that way? Let's think through what you're asking. You're asking is that Tosis second teretz is that there's no difference if there's a reis and mechayim and no reis and mechayim. Let's say second teretz. There's no nafkamina if there's a reis and mechayim or not. We stay with the cheskes hetzer is the same with or without. That's true. So why does Abaye agree with the Cheskes Heter? So we're going to have to see Abaye and Rava. You're right. So the Kasha is going to come. Why talk Abaye and Rava argue? Why don't they go with the Cheskes Heter if they don't hold the Breis and Mechayim? So we have to see Abaye. Abaye's Raya is a Raya. Let's see what his parents are. This is the Shmaitza taking apart Tosis. Really, the Shach and the Shmaitza are saying that the Rav Lublin and the Rambam were arguing on how to learn Tosis. If to learn Tosis Teres like Rav and Abaye, or not learn Tosis Teres like Rav and Abaye. So you're talking. You're right. How could Tosis Lashon be more davka than? Yeah, it's not satisfying. The Shmaitza to say that Tosis second half was going like Abaye and Rava, we didn't hear of yet, is not a satisfying thing. We barely have it in a Tosis. It'll be one thing if you see it in a tshuva, but in a tshuva site, but in a Tosis. Okay. The question is where we go, where exactly we go from here. Well, the first thing we need to do is to really have a Havana on what we learned so far. Make sure we understand it. As I promised, I made a Chazara sheet. This is just for this week what we learned. Everyone please take one. Those who have notes will find it easier. Those who don't have notes, you should write notes, unless you're a genius who remembers everything, in which case you find it very easy to write notes. But I tried as best as I could to stick with the order that we went in shiur. I do want to point out one thing. You'll be mindful of my handwriting, but you'll get used to it. About halfway down, it says Viraj Basugyan. When I wrote Imasakina Mi'isal Isser, I wrote here on there's a line Virajba and Asugya. I did not speak out that Rajba. But we can't ignore the Rajba. It's an important Rajba and Masakina Mi'isal Isser. So I guess Sunday we'll deal with that Rajba. You see, it's smack in the middle of the page. Viraj Basugyan on one line. So that Rajba deals with Chazaka Mi'isal Isser. I'm going to get to it. Also, the bottom two lines, we didn't speak about Barichus. Chazaka Shleidus Bar B'Shaita, I told you what it is. You should know what it is. Machloikis mechaber amar reisim mipei aleph by hafkas chazaka. We didn't talk about it at all. You'll chazed this. You should look in pei aleph. I think it's a beis. The ramar mechaber amar argue in the in the milk case. In one of the cases of milk. I guess we'll deal with it on Sunday. So enough for you to chazed till here. Now, we've scratched the surface of chazakis. There are a few rules in chazakis that we haven't discussed. There's an important idea of chazaka asiyu l'shtanais, which we haven't discussed at all, which it's hard to finish a sugya on chazakis without talking about it. So we've discussed the concept of chazaka asiyu l'shtanais, which we'll get to, and the Noida Yehuda that I talked to you about. The Noida Yehuda makes the sugya, it makes it clearer once you understand it, but you have to get confused in order to clarify. So there are more things to go through. I beg you to take the time and don't waste the time. You know, by sometimes Chazara means it's a day off, and sometimes Chazara means it's a day on. Even though it's a Sunday, make sure Chazara is a day on, that you understand what's here. We're going to review this Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. The truth is, the best thing would be to give a bechinah on this. Everyone doesn't like bechinahs. You know, my son just went to Lakewood. So to go to Lakewood, you have a bechinah. A bechinah on what? And everything you learned the last month. It was great. He didn't like it. He thought, baby, you should have a bechinah. But he sat down and he chazed, he chazed 15, 20 blot. Unfortunately, it was an yeshiva where they learned a lot of blot. So, but it was great. His mother was good. After the bechinah, I told him, wasn't it good? So, sheepishly, he admitted it. The best thing would be, when we finish chazak, is to have a proper bechinah on it. And it depends if you'll encourage me or not. But in the meantime, prepare ki'ilu there is, and you should prepare for it. So please prepare this well. I do want to point out in the fourth line where it says Ramah v'Noida Yehuda, I spoke at the Ramah and I discussed, I don't remember if I said the words Noida Yehuda. Whatever I explained about that Ramah, about the Kapara, that was the case of Anida. Someone is by Elishtai and finds she's Anida. The whole explanation that I gave wasn't me. It came from the Noida Yehuda in the Tshuva. So it shouldn't confuse you, the words Noida Yehuda. Okay, so please do a good Chazara for Sunday and we'll do it together in Mitzvah Hashem.